Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. Yes, this is very impromptu. We were thinking, hey, why don't we do a Sunday show? We always get what seems to be such a good group coming together. So
yeah,
here we are at your service. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'll be your psychic love doctor for approximately the next hour. And I am joined by Jimbo Baggins, who is busy getting all the preparations made. And there are many of you that have already called, or, you know, you're called in. You're in the
many
queue.
Many on hold. I got to check.
Go ahead. So let's remember now that I use an ordinary deck of playing cards. So the distinction needs to be made that this is not tarot and it's not oracle cards, not any other type of, process that's out there. There's many, many really good ones. I just haven't studied them all. I am just acquainted with a few of them. What we're going to use during your readings are the tools of choice and change, so that you'll see and discover in your own reading that the future is very fluid, you know, whereas constantly you could say in a state of flux. So what we are going to perceive is your path as you're taking it from the present to the future. And if there's any sort of things along the way that we discuss that you really don't want there, well, then that's your opportunity to choose and to change what's in front of you. Now, of course, you're going to say and think, and rightly so, yeah, but Deborah, some things can't be changed. Well, but by you being aware of them in advance, you can be prepared for choosing to change. And we'll discuss that more as we go along. So I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo now, who's going to enable you to get a fantastic phone call when you do call in.
Yes. First of all, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. Another thing I'd like to say before we get into the specifics is if you're international caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We will give you an international live shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd turn a dog shake. anyway, number, because that's how we talk, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. There are many of you on hold. When you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what will happen. And when you're hearing the show, everything's working like clockwork. We see you on a list. We're tracking you. It's all going to be good. It's all going to work out. So when we take your call in live, and we'll let you know, obviously, please do the following things if you safely and legally can. Get off the speakerphone, get off the Bluetooth, stop all your multitasking that you're doing to kill time while you're on hold, things that you're watching TV or listening to radio or whatever, stop doing all that. We need you to chill out, relax, find a good spot where it's quiet. If you walk around a lot with your cell phone, sometimes it gets choppy, depends on where you are, you know. And we tell you all these things because your call's going to the internet, through to our computer, out our computer to our computer speaker, so there's a loss of quality. So if you can do all these things we suggest, it will make everybody's call better and quicker and faster for the next soul. Now also, that sound of transition to harps, that means that your reading with Deborah is, and I will be giving you a single healing angel card reading, a little different than the other ones, the angel cards, on your way to goodbye-ness. Now, it doesn't mean when you hear the harps that it's, oh, I better hurry up and get some more questions in. Nope. That ship has sailed. for the folks that cannot call in, we try to open it from time to time, the messenger floor to you folks. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook. And you can only messenger us when we actually officially ask. Otherwise, we got to just hang up on you. It happens once in a while. People get a little excited. But we have a lot of callers, so it won't be any time real soon before we do the messenger thing, just to let you know. Also, folks, this is a show where the readings are free. And they're free during the show. When the show's over, your reading's over. You know, can't keep messaging us, asking us secondary and third questions and wanting to know more. And the show's over. You can save it for the next show, or you can arrange a private reading on the psychiclovedoctor.com. But we don't 24/7 free readings.
Right. And I think it's important to clarify that. Also for us to mention that as we get such a big list of callers, it is not guaranteed that you will get your free reading during the show.
Right.
That's why we love so many of you are proactive and you get in there before the show goes live.
Well, for Blog Talk, it allows you to, at 15-minute mark, you can start calling in. You can't call in sooner than that. It says your show's not ready. But at 15 minutes, and we had them, we started lining up people, because that way you're guaranteed if you're going to be the first, second, third, fourth caller. So that's the most guaranteed way, with not counting, you know, weird crap that happens on the computers. But that's the most guaranteed way to get a free reading, is to be first. But after that, when the show's over, it's almost like the heart thing. It is over. It's not, oh, we can continue to talk about this after the show. Nope. Cannot do so. Sorry. All right, well, let's get on with the show. Go to our first caller, area code 630 in Illinois, 630.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking with?
Hi. Hi, Deborah and Jimbo. Thank you for taking my call. This is Dion calling
from
Wisconsin.
Hello, Dion. Yes.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I've been working with your book, The Message. And, I bought new cards and everything, and I asked it a question, and I did the reading twice, and then when I got down to, like, the end, I couldn't figure out what the cards meant, because it almost seemed like two men were talking, because you say in the book if the eyes are looking one way, it's towards you, but it looked like there were these two men talking to each other, so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to call and see if you could do the question for me with your cards.
When my a personal prophecy university opens, we will actually be able to work on these things. But for everybody else that might be interested, yeah, I'll tell you, was there, the two men are talking, was there a card in between or adjacent?
There was a card to the left of it. You know, like how you do the three cards?
Yeah.
You know, like how you told me to do the three cards, but it was a neutral card. So I was like, okay, I don't know what.
Okay.
It was, you know, like how you have the neutral cards, and then it says, you know, the cards around it will tell you what the answer is.
Yeah, but I think this one is actually so simple that you might miss it. Okay, they're talking, but remember, everything that comes out in your layout pertains to you. Or people that you are very connected to. Now, occasionally, world events will come through. 9/11 was in my heart. And 3 days before it happened, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, walking on the beach with my late husband. And I said, something really terrible is going to happen internationally. And I said, there's a lot of death around this. And it's coming so fast, it can't be stopped. Well, there it was. 3 days later. Anyway, for you, they're talking, and remember, we want to use a future tense on the last thing.
Five of spades is what it was.
Okay.
It was
interesting.
So a young man, so my question was, is there's a lawyer who owes me money, okay?
Okay.
He gave my money to my brother, so I saw him and my brother speaking, but I didn't know, will I ever get my money from this lawyer was the question.
Well, that anger looks like it belongs to you, darling. And that means...
Correct.
And it's going to be a continuing situation. So I wouldn't see any resolve in that particular spread, but I would look at it and think, are these, what's up with these two?
She's going to come out twice.
It came out twice, right?
I did it twice, but like, because this was like the second one, the second time I did it, I feel like I don't know if I got my answer, because there was like, so is that the answer? There's no answer?
Yeah. You know, a good way to practice is also with my app, you know, because it gives more information about each card. A lot of people practice with that as well. Bear in mind, this is not something simple like, say, learning to knit and purl.
No.
You know, that's pretty easy if you practice.
It takes a long time to really get.
Well, don't discourage
perfect.
Everybody.
To be perfect like you.
What app?
Oh, in the Google Play Store. I have
okay.
a free
what
app called Psychic Love Doctor. And a lot of people use this. It's really good in business. Like, it'll tell you what's up with this meeting I'm going to. I've used it because sometimes I want to know what's the slant of this meeting I'm going to. Are we talking ideas, or is this going to be about dollars and cents? So you already have that advantage going in. You know where this meeting's heading. It'll also tell you if a blind date is going to turn out, or any kind of date where you've just met somebody. It's really good at, my son, who owns his own web design company, actually put it together for me. And he called me as he was testing it, and he said, Mom, I can't put this thing down. He said, I feel addicted because it's giving him so much intuitive information. So you might want to play around with that. Okay, the app,
okay.
If you have it, but if you have an iPhone, okay, when they upgraded the operating system, something happened with the app, and we haven't been able yet to get that fixed. But if you go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, on the top menu, it says free reading. Click that. It's the very same program. Bookmark it, and you can use it right from my website. So now you can't expect too much of yourself too soon. Determine the ones that seem easy and ask or put to the cards your query of something you kind of already know, you know, or of something that you think would be amusing. Like, for instance, you could ask, will Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt ever get back together? Something like that. And just do your best to practice without being too intent, right, Jim?
Yeah, you got it. It takes time. You can learn the cards quickly, but it takes time to be able to put that spread down, look at it with your eyeballs, bring it into your brain, and then spit out a conclusion.
Right, and you want to, in the beginning stages, you want to read every single one of those spreads. Later, when you get practiced and polished, you're only going to read what jumps out at you, because Grandma used to say that some of the spreads were simply like space fillers, so that the other cards that were relevant could fall where they need to be. So I
okay.
hope this helps. Do you have a question for me before I let you go?
Well, yeah. Could you look into that and see? Do you see me getting my money from the lawyer?
Okay.
It seems curious that he gave it to your brother and your brother won't give it to you. I'm just saying.
I know.
Guess that's a whole different.
Is that a whole
that's
different?
That's a whole another story. Apparently.
I mean, I don't. My brother's not going to give me anything. I already know that. Like, I just was wondering if the lawyer was going to pay out.
Okay. Well, have you taken any official legal action?
Not against the lawyer, not yet.
Well, knowing that he's a lawyer, I don't have kids, but, you know, being that he's a lawyer.
You know, you could always hit him hard through the bar association.
Yeah, there's always that, too. You could
mm-hmm.
do that, threaten to do that. But anyway, I'll let Deb do the cards. I'm just babbling.
It's coming up with a card of the Six of Spades, which is a card that can mean hesitancy, like I was saying, confusion and things that aren't quite settled. So that's what it came up with, and that this is something you will be working on after you've moved away is what I'm picking up here.
So sometimes, like she kind of actually said, I heard her say it, sometimes there isn't really an answer right now. It can be an answer because there's a lot of things in motion still happening.
That's what
right?
It is. It's still very fluid.
She said it herself. She goes, "Could it, I don't see an answer. Is that the answer?" It's like, well, sometimes it actually could be.
That card.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes.
It's
that card.
Is the answer. There is no answer right now.
Right now.
Exactly.
And the Six of Spades is a card that also indicates pregnancy.
So that can be an answer.
Like in a pregnant moment.
And if you're just learning to do these cards, things like that, that's not going to be obvious for a while. The answer that's not an answer type deal.
I also have additional lessons that will be a part of the process here. Many of them.
Because I was like her. I'm looking for things.
Mm-hmm.
When you're first
and you,
learning.
You have to let your mind be kind of
for flashing
free.
Lights. That's
and
what you're looking for.
If you sit down to do the cards and you're troubled, what do you think you're going to see? Troubled cards. And that's why sometimes if I have a big issue I'm dealing with, I will become neurotic in a sense. Because I'll do these for hours because I can't stop unless I'm on a positive note.
Yep.
With them.
So, true that.
So try to watch out for that, too. They can make you crazy.
But you will get really good.
You will get really good.
The more you do them, the better you're going to get.
Hey, I've seen your cards. You're going to be with somebody soon. Real soon. And I believe it's going to lead to a union-like marriage. In the old days, I guess it would be marriage.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But, now it's just commitment.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel commitment is.
It's going to be about the best relationship you're ever going to have in your life. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, real quick, hang on. You have a healing angel card reading.
Yes.
Archangel Metatron.
Ooh.
I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. I am here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and mind. Feel me in your heart and thoughts. Through oneness, there is love.
That is fantastic. Metatron.
Metatron. Archangel
yeah.
Metatron. All right, well, thank you so much. We got to go.
Wait, can I ask you one question about the card?
Yeah.
Really quick.
What cards represent the dog? Like, what card would represent a pet?
I would use a joker. Yeah, I know you're probably thinking, what? Well, here's the thing. I taught this method to a Wiccan high priestess in Florida, and she was using it with her coven and that sort of thing. And she had two pets, and she's the one that told me to clarify who your pet is, use a joker. And when she did this, the one joker told her that particular dog was sick, and she didn't even know it. And she took the puppy or the dog into the veterinarian, and sure enough, she had an abdominal virus or a parasite of some kind. So try working with a joker, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Take care.
Okay, bye.
If you get me talking on this, it's hard for me to quit. It's a really fascinating study, everybody, and this is not going to be a commercial. But you'll get plenty of that later.
All right, moving on to the next caller. All ones, we do not know where all ones are. They are Skype. Welcome to the show, caller number two.
Hello
to both of you. This is Wendy from California.
Well, hello,
and,
Wendy.
Hi. Oh, you're both so nice. And things are moving forward, not as quickly as I may have wanted, but I'm getting things together carefully, and this is regarding approval of my long-term care. I hope you remember me.
Oh, yeah.
And where we are at now is the attorney that's been coaching me, and I really, really do like him a lot. I believe he's a good person, very unique. And he helped me to draft out the appeal letter. And in that letter, he says, I am ready and willing, if you wish, to go ahead and have you, meaning the insurance company, send out a nurse or somebody to evaluate me. And I've had conversation with that attorney, and I've said I do not want to do that because, in my humble opinion, I have tremendous amount of proof, MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and the list goes on. And that I do have to say that I would be suspicious of whoever they would send out would want to please the insurance company. It would not be subjective. So would that be a mistake to include those words, if you want to send somebody out, I'm ready and waiting?
Well, remember who pays their paycheck is the thing I would be thinking
ma'am.
Is that if this is an independent third party, no problem. But if it's coming from their inside their organ, I'll look and Jim could continue speaking.
I was kind of doing something, so I didn't really catch the whole gist of it.
They know where their bread is buttered on. And
I
you know what, my records are so substantial that is not based upon somebody. I mean, it's I would be suspicious. And I think what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to be very honest with that attorney, and I'll even send him a copy. I'll probably send him a duplicate of the letter that he formed, but I'm not going to include, I'm ready for you to send somebody out. I'm going to see what happens just by sending it. And this time is a lot different because I was so naive when I first applied. Honestly, I did not give a whole lot of information otherwise, other than saying, look at my records. This is what I've got. This time, there has been a two-page intensively detailed documentation that my doctor signed and initialed and stamped on November 1, and that will be included. So that becomes a legal document. So my doctor reward on this is her satisfaction that I'm healthy and I'm safe. That's it. So
I would suggest, from looking at your cards, Wendy, do not include that offer of them to send somebody out. It's going to be somebody from the inside who will want to please their master, you know, instead of finding themselves tossed out of the kingdom, if you know what I mean. So they're going to side with the company. And I'll tell you what, keep doing what you're doing. I really think it's going to come to fruition for you. And it will, you're right. It's taking longer than normal, but I would not be surprised if by January, all of this is behind you.
Makes you wonder what normal really is, because insurance and people and all that stuff, it's like, normal is like an eternity. All right, real quick before we go, your healing angel card. Trust, all will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know.
Oh, well, tell them to put their battle gear on because you're going to war. And they can accompany you. So take care, Wendy.
Well,
love hearing
God
from
bless
you.
Both of you. And I agree with you because that was just going to be one more thing, one more mountain to climb over if they sent one of their people. And I'm not going to say it that way. So I hope I can do this without contracting with an attorney. I'm going to send everything in probably around the 22nd of this month. I'll email it and I'll U.S. mail it. So, you know, that'll be around 11/22. It'll take them a few weeks to look it over. And then I am obligated to pay the first 30 days. Of visits by contract. I respect that and I'll do it. So that might put me right around end of December, early January. Sound promising to you?
Remember, we've just had an important election. And if all, you know, push comes to shove, that's where you go. And those people are going to really be happy and enthused to support you in your efforts, you know.
Thank you so much.
What people would do to support
the government working with your, what would you refer to them as? Their her legislative
Department of Insurance, Department of Managed Health Care.
Your representative or your senators. Those who represent you in the federal government.
And go up the chain, because once you hit the representative, he's going to want to be the hero, he or she. Because if you have to climb higher, it makes him look like a doofus. We are both we're both military veterans.
That is a brilliant idea.
Yes, it is. And you have been abused by the system. Neglect is abuse.
I would start with your representative. Whoever represents your district or whatever they call it in the House, that's what I would start
where
with.
You go.
Because in theory, they're the ones that technically represent your part of that state.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be there to represent you. So.
And they want to do action. They have to record every letter or phone call they get.
That's anything bad. It's a different type of
situation. I didn't know that.
And if you do not
that's a real good idea. So I hope I don't have to retain an attorney, because he'll get probably 40% of all my benefits for the rest of my life, and I don't want that.
Go to your public servants and make them run the rest of the way with this football.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Take care, Wendy. Call us on another day.
Keep calling back.
Yeah, I want to hear how this goes. Take care, darling.
And that was the theory back in the day, real quick, was that you had two houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Senate, this is way back in the day, the think tank. That's why there's two from each state, right?
Yeah.
They were supposed to be like the extra smart people, really, necessary. Not the ones that really represented the people. That's what the House was for. That's why they have different numbers depending on how big your population is. So that's why you usually start with the House first.
Well, that's using the
Of course, now it's all bullshit right now, anyway. They don't represent anybody except themselves, typically, but they understand that you're a voter.
Oh, and I want to say one thing that's, like, totally inappropriate, but I just feel like putting it out there. Mrs. Nancy Pelosi, after what happened to her husband, I read that she's trying to decide. You know, I can't believe it's a question of whether she should stay, you know, in public office, public eye, or if she should be with her husband. And I'm telling you, if he's an 80-some-year-old man, she's pure nothing but narcissist if she chooses.
She's a lifelong politician. Yeah. She's seeing things changing right now that she's not like it. She might ride it out for two more years.
Well, I would love to see her go home and be a wife and caregiver to her.
Maybe she
her
hasn't
husband.
Done that for 40 years.
Yeah, maybe he should have dumped her after.
Or maybe
a long
they
time.
Just the way maybe the way they have their current relationship is perfect. They don't see each other a lot. He does his thing, she does hers. Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There we go, politics, right?
Yep, we hate it. 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi, Deborah and Jim. It's Chance calling. It's his birthday today.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh.
And what did he have for his birthday as a treat?
Yeah, did he get a treat?
You know, he can't handle anything, really. Right now I'm brushing and massaging. He got a walk and me singing to him. Unfortunately, I can't give him, you know, the treats that he used to love, which is sad, but oh well.
It's sad, if he likes walks or a car ride or something like that, that's just as good as a treat.
It is.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
So good to hear that he's celebrated another birthday.
That's right.
Absolutely.
What can we do for you?
Sure.
Gosh, I don't know. Let's see. I haven't heard back from the lawyers yet. You know what? Things are, Deborah, I really love the hypnotist.
I'm glad.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, I love it, too.
I stuck it out. We've argued, but he completely sticks to his guns, and he lets me stick to mine, and we work things out, and it's great. I respect him a lot, but I really made headway this week. We did a bit of age regression. So there's a big change in how I feel. I'm really hopeful that this is going to make a big difference. You know what?
Go ahead.
I'll ask you about money. or relationships? I need both.
Sure. Hey, those are good questions. Those are all very popular and very important.
Now, you're talking about age regression. I want to recommend to everybody who's listening to seek out Deepak Chopra's. He has a course called Timeless You.
Why does that dude's name sound like a freaking rapper?
He'd probably be really good if he was.
I mean,
was.
It sounds like it.
Deepak Chopra?
Yeah.
It
sounds exactly like a rapper's name. I'm not making fun of rappers at all, or the guy. I'm just saying it really does.
And anyway, that Timeless You is a very nice, comfortable little course, lots of videos of him talking, where you decide what age you want to be, and then you program yourself. At the time when I took it, I was 52, but I wanted to be 42 again. And he instructs you how to put a spring in your step, how to be more active, how to, you know, keep your brain functioning.
Cool.
Particular age you want it to be. The man's got tons of courses. This one really lit my fire as far as, you know, we don't have to. There's an old saying, you're only young once, but you can be immature forever. I'd rather think you're only young once, but you can be young forever.
What if I was, when I was about 24, 25, I was like, I'm kind of done with this. I want to be 90. Does he got something for that too?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I want to just chill out. We'd be retired and just watch my old shows and do nothing and then take walks.
Are you changing your mind about that, Jim?
Yeah. That was totally hypothetical. I've never thought or wished or wanted to be that.
We all have to remember Jim is an engineer by trade. So there's a lot of logical and practical linear thinking and whatever.
I'd always like to look at the other side of all coins. Go ahead, Deb.
All right. I want you to know that you are heading toward a really fantastic period of wellness, Pat. This man is instrumental to helping you. Yeah, maybe our readings help a little bit, too.
They don't hurt.
Yeah, he is working wonders with you. I see it in your cards. You know, you used to have cards that were very up, down, sideways. You know, lots of turmoil in emotion. And frankly, I don't see that anymore. You look really stabilized, or getting there, I should say.
On the road.
And I really feel that your daughter-in-law is going to flip like a coin. Like Jim said, she's going to become so close to you.
Something maybe will have to happen in her life.
Well, they're worried about the son's drinking.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. But in general, something may have to be that. Eye opener, the slap in the face, the bucket of cold water gets dumped on somebody, and I'm like, holy crap, what was I thinking all the time?
Yeah, and I'd hope it wouldn't be something bad.
No, hopefully not, but, you know.
Well, look like with your sister, she was very estranged from your mother and father, but then the mother had a stroke, and it brought that daughter right back to her mother's bedside, and they've been, totally together ever since. But, I see a lot of good stuff coming for you. Money is going to take its own course, you know. The more that you can advertise your services or you can regular clients, that would help.
Right.
To give you more. But under sure to come true, and that was a nice, I like that harp right there. You've got love coming to you.
Love coming
to you. And I hope your physical side will be up for some good loving.
Physical.
Right here. He's gonna make your toes curl. There's nothing like that to make a person feel young at heart. Nothing.
Right.
Real love there, Pat. We'll look at that some more when we get together for your reading.
That was not me being a jackwad this time. It was me testing.
Thank you so much.
Real quick, positive outcome is the subject of your healing angel card reading. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
I love that.
That's great.
Word up on that, dog.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Thank you so much, and happy birthday there, little guy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Love you both.
Oh, we love you too, Pat. Thank you.
We had a very belated little birthday party here recently.
It was
really belated. I think it was for What's-Her-Face.
The new puppy?
Anyway, they had a doggy ice cream party. that's interesting how that goes down.
One of the dogs, you know, they come in a little cup.
Yeah.
One of the dogs, the
big
boy.
2 weeks ago.
He ate the whole thing, carton and all.
That was the last time we did it, and it was a paper wrap. It was almost plastic, so we didn't dare.
Yeah. How about if I would like to go to this young lady right here.
I didn't open the floor, Deb. That is violating protocol.
Well, but I promised her today, and I'd like to speak with her quickly.
And I don't.
Hello there. Well,
hey, Deborah.
Hello, look at you.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good.
And I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So tell me, what brings you to the show?
I just want to read it on my Insta Life. I just want to see how my Insta Life is going today.
No, you're new to the show, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So give us a couple of details, like are you single, or are you with somebody, do you have children, you know, that kind of...
I'm single,
okay.
I got three kids.
All right.
And I just pay my bills and I work at McDonald's.
Okay, well, you don't have anybody special in your life right now? Nobody?
No.
All right, well, let's take a look. Now, I'm squeezing you in. So next time, you're in the U.S., right? You're in the United States.
Okay.
Next time, let's have you call through to the show, okay? Because we're we're deviating off our list right now, but you've been chasing me, and I have not been able to be there for you, so here we go. Tell us, first of all, Lexi, where do you live?
Indiana.
Okay. A lot of good people in Indiana, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got cooking for you. Three children. Boy, that keeps you busy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost done. See, I use a full 24 card layout, I'm telling you. The folks listening, and it takes a moment, but I don't like to just do a quickie, you know, draw of a couple random cards. I'd like to rather get the landscape. Oh my goodness, honey, you got a lot of guys around you. Are you aware that you have many male admirers?
For real?
Yes, for real. You have one from your past who wants to come forward, and I believe he will. He's feeling terrible about how the relationship ended. And I think he wants to make amends. That's for you to decide. Then you got another one over here. He sees you probably in your work. There's one here, and he's really taking a shine to you. Okay, he would like to have a relationship with you. And then... how many baby daddies? Do you have just one for the three? Or
I got three.
Okay. Hey, you know what? That's becoming...
You know, looking crazy.
You know what?
Three,
it's becoming the normal. It really is, okay? You've got two baby daddies here that one really looks at you and would like to be more involved, and you've got another one that would rather he stay the heck away. So...
Yep.
Does that ring a bell for you?
Yep, that's how it is.
Now, I'm going to really take you somewhere here and tell you there's a brand new one coming to you. And now remember Grandma's words, like anybody would pay attention to this, but I have to share it with you. This new one, he's not firing any blanks, if you know what I mean. And do not want to bear another child. Grandma always said, keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus. So there you go. All right. So that's it in a nutshell for you, but you can certainly call us. Jim, do you have a card for her?
Yes, I do.
This is a healing angel card.
Subject is protection. You are safe. Do not fear. We are with you always and surround you always with our invisible wings of light.
You got a lot of angels, honey. Yes,
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and please call us again, but through the show next time, okay? Thank you. Take care there, little mama. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going out to 520, Arizona, 520.
Oh, you guys, you're earth angels. Thank you. Thank you. It's Lisa.
Thank you.
You know,
we really appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yes. Paul keeps calling. He called today again, and he says he's looking for an opportunity to spend Thanksgiving together. I'm feeling a little smothered, and I think I'm gonna have, I don't know, what energy are you picking up from this? Do you think it'll fade, or?
Well, here's the thing, if you were having the other two fellas over, they could be a good buffer zone if you invited him as well to your Thanksgiving. I'm just suggesting.
Yeah, so everybody has plans except Paul.
Oh. Yeah, that might have him chasing you around the dining room table. You know. So, you know, give them an inch. What do these guys want? They want the whole mile. You know, go ahead.
It's coming on really strong.
And I'm not sure at this particular juncture that he can back that up with feeling. This is a man who's used to getting what he wants. And pretty easily. And you are presenting him with quite a challenge. So the more that he pursues you, the more he's feeling his oats, if you know what I mean. He's determined that he's going to get you. The question is, What do I want to say? In what category is that going to be?
Okay.
As I say, he's kind of spoiled when it comes to women and money, and he's very privileged that way. And if you don't feel it for him, I think it would be best to tell him. And hey, we're going to stay in the friend zone until I'm more comfortable, and I'd make them stick to that. Or friends with benefits strings attached. Yeah. But I don't think you want to become a booty call. So... I hope you're not getting sick, Lisa.
No, I'm sorry. It's allergies. You know what? I didn't know if you saw it in the cards that it would just fade away on his part, that he'd just find somebody. I didn't know if all of a sudden I was something like what you're describing. You said he doesn't really back it up with feelings.
Well, that's what I myself, if I was involved with this call, I would look at the card and I would say, there's potential here, but right now it's kind of it's a test of will is what I'm hearing. He really thinks rather highly of his prowess as a lover. Okay, so if he thinks that once he could get you to drop your panties, to be blunt, that you'll be crazy about him like the other women, but you aren't like the other women. And that's one thing that really quality class women have to remember is you're not on the clearance rack. You're not a
are impressed by. You're up there with all of the designer quotes. And personally, I think he's playing a little cat and mouse with you. But I like what you're doing. You're just not falling for it as he would expect. So he's kind of frustrated with this. So that would be my answer, which is like no answer. Because you've got to really follow what you feel. I think the man's going to fall madly in love with you. But is that what you want? Are you feeling ready for that?
Well, you know, it just came out like a, what do you call it? Like a, not a slam buster, but a gangbuster. And I didn't expect it. I didn't see it coming. I just thought we were talking. And then all of a sudden, it's like all these phone calls and you know, heavy. It's very heavy. And I feel smothered. And I'm not...
You know what?
I'm
the
not
thing
even...
is, he's pulling out all the stops now because his usual, what we call it, his usual game or work. So, if you aren't comfortable, tell him. I don't think he's going to go away. But you need time to figure out how you feel. And that would be my advice.
Right,
yeah, just slow and easy. I'm in no rush, really.
Yeah.
What's the rush, for goodness sakes?
He's giving you the bum's rush in a way. Maybe he's watched too many chick flicks, you know, and thinks that chasing, you know, we'll keep looking at this, okay, as we do more shows. All right, Jim is
okay,
ready with your healing card.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Embrace both sides. The middle path is the road to a balanced and more peaceful life.
I think you just gave her what hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Actually, it's just good advice in theory to anybody. It's a lot of times everything goes down the middle of the road, whether you like it or not.
He's trying to romance her. And Lisa, the next thing I feel intuitively is going to start showering you with gifts.
Thank you for holding.
Well,
we got to roll.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
We'll talk again soon. Tomorrow night you could call. We'll be on the newsforthesoul.com.
Next caller, 708, back to Illinois, 708.
You know, these are good, perplexing problems. And I'm glad that
excuse
the cards
me.
Can
sorry.
Be a really, well, bless you, can be a really good tool.
708, are you with us?
I am there, yes.
Hello.
My name
Yes,
my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
My name is Pat.
Did we speak before?
Yeah, I think I did. Cool. My question is I'm moving out of my house, and
yes.
I have to be out of here by the 25th. And my plan was to move with my sister, which I really don't want to do.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you thought that I could, because rentals are kind of like hard to find. But I did see a few. Do you see that I could move around here?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. And on that track, I want to tell you, I read a big story today in a major newspaper that landlords are having to really discount their rents because they've run out of people basically running to the door to have a place to live. So you might find this really good for you. So I'll look at the cards right now, and Jim will chat with you.
Yeah, it's a weird market. What happened was is for like the longest time they dropped the interest rate, and a lot of people that didn't think they could afford a home ran out of all that shit.
Yeah, I do agree.
They did. They went. People were houses were going
like
for sale, and they were gone in less than 30 days, which is like unheard of. But that's shifting around now. Right now, it sounds like that as far as the news-wise, it might actually work out, but the cards will tell.
Yeah, now the interest rates have spiked.
Yeah, they jumped. They
and
jumped.
I wanted to refinance, and I'm going to hold myself
back. They're going to screw you.
Because I have a good interest rate.
Yeah, you have a good interest rate, and they're going to
yeah
give you a tiny bit of money and then blow up your principal.
Yeah, they try to make refinancing sound
they
like...
They get excited. Oh, we're going to put money in your pocket. But yeah, but guess what? You're going to get an interest rate that's going to dork you on your monthly payment and your long-term principal. Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, I really think it would be a wise choice, Pat. I don't know why sisters often are not clicky. You know, they don't click well together.
Really?
I kind of know that myself.
But it's, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I feel you're going to find a very nice place to rent. And you're going to make friends with, there's like some very nice people around there. Yeah?
Will it be locally or is it
be
long term?
It will be locally like she had asked.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
But by the 25th, one to be out. No. That's the problem.
What day?
Real quick.
Yeah, real
quick. The 25th. Of this month.
Oh, well, that's a whole ball game.
Well, you know, your cards show that you are absolutely miserable.
That's 12 days.
Trying to find yourself a home base, you know, something to call home. So I think, you know, this is a really good choice for you. You're going to make some very nice friends. And if you're in a building or if you're in a, say, a duplex or what's the other one, triplex, whatever.
No, they're typically the four apartment units.
I see people taking care of you as in the sense of shoveling, you know, advising you, like hey, you're going to fall into a really nice neighborhood. Where it's also having a whole lot of watch, and people will want to. Well, like we have, what is it? We have the Ring doorbell, and on there, there's all kinds of neighbors discuss of their break-ins and, you know, all sorts of things. So,
but you got to take that with a grain of salt too. They call it your neighborhood, but it's like a 10-mile radius, which is not realistic. But go ahead.
So anyway, I think it'll work out beautifully. Can your landlord give you till the 1st?
No.
Nope.
Well, that's
no. Crazy. Actually, the people that bought the house for me said they would let me do that, but then they changed their mind. So.
Well, I'm going to put a good feeling on this for you with lots of positive energy.
12 days.
That I hope to hear back from you real soon that you have found a place that is going to be your palace. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm glad you all agreed.
Well, I think that was our plotting for her.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll work out for her.
Yeah.
Real quickly, Greater Potential is your healing angel card reading before we move on. You are by nature. This came up twice, so it means something. Infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You're free to express all your heart's desires. This came up twice.
And this could refer to something that hasn't even happened
yet. I think it has nothing to do with this reading at all. Nothing. But we're people with life that got a lot of stuff going on. Just because somebody calls with one question, we're humans. We got a lot of stuff going on in our lives.
Well, Pat, good luck to you. And I have a feeling right out there waiting for you.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
Thank
you. Bless you. Yeah.
Bless you too.
All right. We shall move on to our next caller. Make sure the caller's there.
Do we have any international folks, or did they all go to bed?
It's fairly quiet. We're going to go to area code 919.
Which is?
I had to look. I didn't unmute them yet anyway, so we don't have to. But they're listening to us. You are unmuted here now. 919, neighbor to the south, North Carolina, 919.
Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, this is Kay. I'm the one that has a North Carolina number, but I live in Georgia now.
That's right.
Hi, and we spoke a few weeks ago, and I'm good. I'm really good. We spoke a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the person that I had recently met, and you were really feeling excited about it, Karen. And we are continuing to learn each other and get to know each other. But I do have a question. There was someone from her past, and it really was not a girlfriend, although the woman wanted it to be, and she is stalking Karen. I mean, this past week has been hell from calls, texts, emails. And it has been a little bit
unnerving for Karen, and just trying to see how this is going to impact us.
You know, what a great idea. Because in any kind of romantic relationship that has gone, like, down the tubes, there's always that potential for the other partner, who is now an ex, to become very troubled.
Well, that's the thing. When you get involved with somebody, you don't know at all anything that they're like when they are no longer part of your life. That's a different person you've never seen.
It's very
true. And the interesting thing about them, too, they were talking, but in a whole year, there was never any, it was not a relationship, never established. I'll put it this way, they didn't even kiss, more or less. So why did a woman would think they were in a relationship? But, and I don't know, I don't know if she knows about me. I know her.
Oh.
I don't know if she knows about me. She, because they have been done, or, you know, their friendship had ended. And she has been doing some snooping. I'm pretty sure how she's kind of guessing. And she's that person who she would block. She's like the one who will throw a rock and then run back in the house. So she'll unblock Karen long enough to say some mean stuff and then block her again, whether it's in a text, phone, social media, whatever. Yeah, so it's like throw something out there and then, but now it's like constant harassment.
Well, gee, I've got to gather my thoughts here. First of all, I don't think she's going to, I think she's like a paper tiger. Looks like, you know, it's kind of frightening, but she isn't going to do anything. I'm not picking up on anything except for her being harassing.
Harassing.
Which your friend does not have to, you know, live with and tolerate.
Nope.
Right.
So,
she's not responding.
Nope. You can go to the authorities, start documenting
these
things.
That's what I
think. Yep.
That's
start,
what I've been telling
her. Start making a written log documentation.
I really
evidence.
Think you should, because at some point you may have to bring law enforcement in.
Yeah, a lot of people just put up with it.
That's
sure
what I told her. That's what I told her. I wasn't legal.
Documenting process. That's what I would start.
There is a foundation of real love growing between you and this woman. I mean, it's beautiful.
thank you.
And that you've got one here that's ripe for picking. Maybe not this very instant, but the cards are projecting that she wants to be in a committed, loving, you know, relationship.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually indicating the marriage card. But marriage seems to be getting, you know, becoming passe from what I hear from people. So it would be like a union-like marriage.
Well, you're listening to a different generation.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Yeah, I think your friend, the lady you're, you know, having a relationship with, she's doing the right thing. The worst thing would be to keep throwing logs on the fire, you know, by
responding. Okay, so don't say anything to her? Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't you, Jim, say the best thing to do is to have no contact?
Yeah, if you react, then you're making them feel like, I'm doing the right thing by this harassment because they're reacting.
Yeah, don't engage.
Right.
Engage, document, and then there's a certain point where you can take that documentation to the next level, or tell the person, if you continue this, I have a file, and I'm going to get legal. Yes.
Yeah,
I work in legal, and I actually gave her a copy of a cease and desist letter that I had generated a few years back, and she said that would probably make her flip out. And I told her, I said, well, you don't have to use it now. But as she continues, because she has not given Karen an opportunity to confirm that she and I are, you know, getting to know each other. So it's like she'll send a text and throw some information out, but then she'll block her. So it's not that Karen owes her anything, but there is no back and forth. It's like I'm going to say something bad, then I'm going to block you, and then she calls her and says, well, I really need you to call me back. We need to talk.
This woman lives in a fantasy world from what I see here. She's like
a former drug addict.
Yeah, well, there, see? And
the word former? We only know how much former, too.
She's fixated.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? It's not proper in the eyes of the law to do this stuff.
Absolutely.
So the cease and desist can be the first step, then possibly a restraining order, and then whatever comes after.
You know, hopefully there's a certain point where they realize it's real, and then they back off.
And you know what? What'll do it for this woman is meeting another woman.
That's the biggest thing that you have no control over.
That's what I was thinking.
She needs to find her next victim.
She'll find her next victim.
It's sad. It's really sad that somebody has to be that, but that's what's going to happen.
But I think you and Karen are soulmates. I really do. I mean, this could be the relationship for the rest of your life.
I love it. Thank you. I hope
for your healing angel card reading. The subject is protection.
Okay.
You are safe.
Wow.
Not fear.
Yeah.
We are with you always and surround you always with our invisible wings of light.
Sure. And I'll bet Archangel Michael's there with his badass sword ready to.
I'm sure.
Yes, wield it. All right, on. Hey, it's
thank
wonderful.
You, lady. Thank you, lady. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jimbo.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
We wish you luck.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was a good one. Very good.
I have opened the floor to Messenger.
You said somebody's calling?
Somebody wants to call.
Well, I hope they call.
It'll give them about 20, 30 seconds. I typed it in first because of the delay. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But maybe Facebook has that in place. Maybe they have some filters to catch really bad stuff. There could be a reason they have a 20 to 30 second delay.
Maybe. You know, probably for
really, really bad stuff. Oh, no, I think really bad stuff, maybe. Bada bing, bada bang.
Oh, there she is. Well, hello there, honey. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Us too. Sunday's, all day Sunday, I think about how tomorrow's Monday, and it ruins Sunday. So,
go figure.
How is little Wyatt?
He's right here.
Hello.
A little bit better.
He looks better.
Wyatt.
Yeah. Wyatt Earp. All right. What can I do for you, my love?
Well, my question tonight is, I got a message from my dad, and usually my dad never messages me. Like we don't really talk. And he sent me a video, and it said 10 things that your dad never told you. And it was, like, different things of, like, you know, he never told you that he wanted you to be better than him, you know, that he's proud but he can't say it, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, why would my dad send me this? Like, with no explanation. I didn't even really respond to it because I don't know what he's trying to do. Like,
email? Was it through email?
No, it was through Messenger on Facebook.
You guys Messenger a lot?
She just said
no.
She doesn't have much contact.
No.
So is there another family member that would have done that for him?
No.
Well,
my stepmom has me blocked because for whatever reason. Like, she blocked me for whatever reason. I don't know. I never did anything to her. She just blocked me. So I guess my question is, like, what's the purpose of that? What is he trying to do?
How old is he?
My dad, he is now 63.
Okay. Not old at all.
No.
Is he pretty good with the computers?
When we do talk over Messenger, I mean, he just sends me short responses, like...
That was I saw that meme. 10 things your father never told you.
Yeah,
I saw that because I kind of sarcastically laughed at it because my father and I, while he was living, we had no relationship, really.
Yeah.
But I did see it. And I'm going to try and keep an open mind here because I would love to see that you sent it with good intention. Does your father have any kind of drinking problem, anything like that?
I mean, he wasn't the best dad. He cheated on both of his wives. And, like, I have half-sisters. So, like, he cheated on their mom. He cheated on my mom.
Oh, so just like the rest of the world. It's normal, right?
He was a human.
Yeah.
And he was a workaholic. Like, when he was home, all he did was yell at me because he just didn't think I was good enough. And now I'm getting, he's sending the video saying that he's proud of me and, you know, he wanted me to be better than him. I'm like, okay, where was this when I needed it?
Well, better late than never, they say sometimes, but that's up to
you. In the 60s, people start to feel their own mortality. All right. And maybe he's trying to make amends. That's what I'm seeing here is that he's had an epiphany.
Yeah, something happened where he's like, wow.
Yeah, maybe he's had
a
mild heart attack or, you know.
Had a bad dream of some type. Somebody visited him in a dream and said, dude, look at your life. And he's like, wow,
yeah.
I can't believe I was that person.
So you got to remember, he's married to a woman who's very poisonous. She's toxic. In a lot of ways. Okay. They're kind of suit each other from what I see.
Oh, yeah, they suit each other very well.
So you could just be gracious and say that was very, what would you say, very...
Very kind?
Yeah.
Well, it's like an unexpected surprise that you never saw coming.
He's
but...
hunting, and now he wants, what I'm seeing here is he wants to see what you're going to do. He's punted the ball. Now, what are you going to do? And I think at least acknowledging puts you on a better level than on his level, you know, to just continue to ignore him. You don't have to fall all over him, you know, oh, daddy, I love you. I love you. You know, you could just
be like, okay, well, that's nice. It makes me wonder if he sent it to my sisters. And, you know, I don't really talk to them much anymore for whatever reason. They never want to talk to me. So I'm just like, well, I just won't talk to y'all.
Maybe he's trying to seriously make amends. And maybe he's gotten some bad news. He's got cancer, whatever.
Or maybe a really good friend does.
Yeah.
Sometimes a really close person that's around their same age, same life, somebody that's really, really close to all of a sudden says, hey, I'm dying. They're like, holy shit, that actually is almost could be me.
That's what I'm saying. They have get a sense of their mark.
Right, exactly. Yeah, something happened. Mm-hmm. It could be a really close person.
We got to remember the holidays are coming up, too. And that's usually when I see my dad. But I told him, like, he told me when they're having Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, which I despise my aunt to no end because they picked on me as a kid. And now as a 28-year-old, they still pick on me,
oh,
and I fight back now, and they don't like
me. You know what? You're under no obligation to continue a relationship with any of those people.
Yeah, you're an adult.
You live inside your own bubble. That's what I've had to do over many, many years. Make it your own bubble where you and Wyatt and that husband you have,
and the friends
who's
that
so
you trust,
adorable,
the family members,
your
you like,
friends,
yeah.
Other family members.
Everybody else, they can go pounce in.
That's true.
But my dad told me that they were having Thanksgiving on Saturday. Like, they were going to have a family gathering. I was like, well, I'm not going to be there. I'm coming up Thanksgiving Day, and then I'm coming straight back. And I don't know if that has something to do with it, but, you know, I don't want to be around my aunt because last time I saw her, she made fun of me because I was wearing skulls and, you know, I was wearing all black, basically, and I was like, this is who I am. It's not a phase. Like, leave me alone. And she's like, next time I see you, I'm going to buy you a proper shirt. I'm like, wait. And I basically told her in so many words she could take that shirt and shove it.
Yeah, I said, the next time I see you, I might hit you with a rubber chicken.
I told her, I looked her dead in the face and said, when I die, I will probably be wearing skulls and black and all that. And I said, you can cremate me in that if you want.
Really?
I said, oh, you're not going
to
change me.
Really try hard not to let these people get to you. They sound kind of moronic to me, not very intelligent and mean-spirited.
Yeah, right. I said, shut up, bitch, you're going to die before me.
But, you know, I have their blood in me, and I can just be mean-spirited like that, too.
What have you got for our girl?
I have. It's a healing angel card reading, and the subject is imagine. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul. And so it will come to be.
Yep.
Your power of visualization.
It is good. I like it.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done when you're having trouble talking.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it was just kind of out of the blue with my dad. And, like, my dad never sends me that.
He might be
like,
making a manipulative move, but I'm not seeing it right here.
Yeah.
I think he was feeling sentimental. He's maybe gotten bad news. He had a couple drinks.
read, you know, read something, had a dream.
It was a nice thing to send.
Could be a start.
I mean, it's like too little, too late, but
better late than never sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice of him to send, but for me, it just makes me suspicious.
I would be suspicious too.
When things go wrong with him, especially with his marriage, he starts reaching out to his kids.
Yeah, I would be suspicious too.
So that's just where I'm coming from.
Well, it's good to be cautious. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, you should always be cautious. Only a fool rushes into things. Like, there's a song, I think.
Yeah, there is.
Fools rush in.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, honey, do whatever you feel in your heart. But I did not see it as an underhanded thing he was trying to do.
At least right now?
Yeah. Right.
Keep an eye. See if you see more.
All right. Well, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you for sticking around and waiting.
Why am I turn around?
I don't know. That's very strange.
Those phones.
I had it on your live stream so I could keep track of when, I could call.
Yep. Okay. Well, honey, always a pleasure. We love hearing from you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, take care.
Rock on. Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Sorry. Like we said earlier, the best bet is to call in early. We've already extended.
You know, and I think we're going to have to call it.
We do. And plus, news for the soul tomorrow.
Yes. And I have to confess, I start getting a little tired. And when I get tired, that's when I get careless with the cards.
Yeah, there's a certain point where you can only do it for so long.
You know, and we try really hard to, as we get going, there may come a time we will go to 90 minutes.
We have gone to 90 before, but it's only when we can't plan it.
No, but maybe at first of the year we could start adding some content. You know, we could be Jerry Springer and add a final thought.
We could, but these people waiting, don't you?
All right, everybody. get Madonna out. This show is over. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.